And just finally, to take up one point which Cameron has been asked about, when the appointment of Dr. Michaela Richards was made, that distressed me in the sense that not because of who she was or whatever, but was because no demand class representative was considered for it. And
that's not true.
No, no. That's well, if I can I finish?
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, it may well have been. Sorry, I should retract that. Yes, they were considered. The point was, I put up to Erin directly and to Stuart directly that there was a candidate waiting in the wings who was going to be going for the board, in fact, for November for the AGM, and that was Shane Moore. Erin, you know Shane. He's a great guy, a young businessman from Queensland, etc. He's a sensible, you know, studious, young family man, etc. Runs a small business. He operates a lot of domain names for his business. He is your quintessential demand class director. If I wanted a demand class director, I couldn't think of a better guy to have put in there. Someone with experience in that sense. He had two interviews set up with Stuart. Two telephone interviews, both of which were never kept. And so he was then finally, when I had to remind you of this, you got onto it, a recruiter got onto him and interviewed him. But he was asked questions that were equivalent to an independent director's resume. In other words, what university did you go to, what degrees have you got, etc. He was just totally out of his... It was, to me, totally unfair. The fact is, he had experience. He had experience and would have made an excellent demand class director. Just as when Kartik resigned as a supply class director, the replacement that was it, Gavin. Now, I've got no objections to Gavin. I think, you know, Gavin is in the business. He understands. He is supply. It's fantastic. He's there. But why was Shane not considered properly? That was my final point.
Well, he came third in the election.
Yeah, he came third.
No, that was Joshua that came third. But they want him.
I'm joking.
Let's clarify a couple of issues if I could. The individual you've mentioned, along with a number of other individuals, were involved in that process. They were interviewed. I don't know the circumstances around Mr. Benjamin interviewing otherwise. I have absolutely no visibility of that. There was a formal independent process taken. All relevant facts were presented to the board and the board made a decision accordingly. And there was a number of other people in this room, in fact, that were interviewed for the supplier class vacancy. So to suggest that it was anything less than a thorough process is not entirely correct. It's in fact no way correct. The other issue is I want to conclude this quite disturbing and scandalous allegation in regards to Dr. Richards. What conflict of interest is there? Well, Mr. Fenton raised it, you have repeated it. What is the conflict of interest?
Did you interview her?
Sorry? I don't believe I did. I will go back and check. I don't believe I did. I'm going to go back and check. But what's the conflict of interest? Board declarations were made. I'm asking a very... What is the conflict of interest?
You were both employed by the Victorian government in 2015. You were the executive director of the Invasions. And she was the director.
What is the conflict of interest?
That you were her boss at the time. So... Is that not a conflict of interest?
It is absolutely not a conflict of interest. And all declarations were made. And unless you have a specific conflict of interest, I think you really put this issue to bed. It's offensive to both of us.
Paul, I think you had one more question. You're okay? Okay.
Well, the conflict of interest would be boosting someone else's reputation. I mean, if you know each other, why wouldn't you be boosting someone else's reputation? I mean, you put them on the board, you get them all, you know, that person is now a director on the board. Well, that the optics of that were pretty good, right? I mean, why wouldn't you be boosting another mate onto the board and project
just like
a good reputation? Wouldn't that be a conflict of interest?
Thanks, Scott. I think my answer about Dr. Richards addressed all of the issues, and we can dwell on it and ask more questions about it, but it's basically just restating what we've already addressed.
But what demand class experience did she have?
Well, I'm not the recruitment consultant, so I can't comment on the process.
What made her suitable for the role of the demand reality?
I wasn't involved in the process, so I don't know.
Can I ask the board, would the board consider changing the constitution so that if an elected director is, if a member elected director retires, that a new election take place and a vote is held as though it was a, what's it called?
By-election.
Rather than the board installing another director.
That's a good suggestion. There are a number of other things in the Constitution which I don't think are fit for purpose anymore.